My name is Dylan Auctioner. I'm from the Sutton FFA chapter in Nebraska. I'm here for agri-entrepreneurship, and my SAE is raising largemouth bass. I raise premier quality largemouth bass in a pond. I started 6 years ago, and we dug our pond and we tried freshwater shrimp. The reason why these freshwater shrimp did not work out is because they're very cannibalistic. They ended up eating most of each other, and that failed. So we let our pond set dry for 1 year until I decided to raise largemouth bass. I get my largemouth bass in as fingerlings at about 1 inch to 2 inches. Then over the course of 5 months, I feed them fish feed from our local co-op. As they grow, I put in minnows as well for an alternate food source. Last year, I put over 4,000 minnows in my pond, and my largemouth bass cleaned up every single one.
You have quite a project. How did you get involved with agri-entrepreneurs?
It started kind of with my brother. He got involved in it, and I seen that he also raises fish. He raises trout. And ever since then, I wanted to do the same thing, and since I cannot raise trout as well, I use his overflow water to raise largemouth bass in an outside pond.
So what's the market like for what you're producing?
The market for my largemouth bass is very well. I mean, it's been great. There's a high demand for largemouth bass in Nebraska and in Kansas. A lot of people love to use them for the stocking of lakes and ponds.
So who are your biggest customers thus far?
Thus far, I've only sold to Kansas. McPherson, Kansas, he buys all my fish, and then from there, he puts them in lakes and ponds.
Now, do you have any lakes and ponds that you're building and putting fish in and restoring on your farm?
Yes, we do. We have a pond behind our house that we have been stocking with my largemouth bass, and we have caught a few of them out of there, and we've got them up to almost 16 to some up almost to 20 inches now.
So what's the biggest lesson you've learned in this whole raising, you say, bigmouth bass?
Yes, the biggest lesson I've learned, or the kind of the biggest problem we've had, has been our moss problem, because it's in an outside pond. And the moss problem has been a big factor, and we've tried many different things. We've tried certain chemicals that do not kill fish that you can spray on the moss, which are very costly. And we've also tried aerators, but the thing that I've found that works the best is using grass carp.
What are those?
Grass carp are just like a kind of a, they're sort of a junk fish, but in being this junk fish, we use them for good. We use them to clean up all the algae in our pond, and they do a very well job of it, so that way I have no moss problem, and it keeps the water open, so that way I can feed my bass.
Thank you so much for sharing with me. I appreciate it. This is Kara Hart reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention, once again talking with Dylan Auctioner from Nebraska and his agri-entrepreneurship project with largemouth bass.